Ladies and gentlemen, shareholders, good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the Board of Directors and on my behalf. I'd like to thank you to coming to this ordinary general shareholders meeting of AmRest Holdings SE. It's the first that takes place in Spain after the registered offers were moved at the beginning of the year. This general meeting was called by an agreement of the Board of Directors, and the agreement took place on the 4th of May, 2018. And the notice was published on the 5th of May, 2018, in the magazine Cinco Días, which is very common in Spain, and in the webpage of the company, www.amrest.eu, and on the webpage of the National Stock Exchange Commission. So if there's any shareholder that is opposed to this, then in order to make this more agile, I'd like to assume that it has been read. The proposals made by the Board of Directors and the reports that were approved by them are available on the online company website since the date of the notification, and so we can also assume that these have been read as well. The general meeting that's going to take place has the notary of Pozo Alarcón, Don Adolfo Pries, and Don Alfonso Pries has been required and requested by the Board of Directors to draft notarial minutes of the general meeting according to Article 203 of the Spanish Companies Act and relevant provisions. So welcome, Mr. Adolfo. Thank you. Thank you for coming. I'd like to give the floor to the secretary to declare the constitution of the presiding commission and to confirm the provisional number of represented and present shareholders, the provisional number of shares, the provisional face value of the share capital, and the provisional percentage, which represents those and pending the definitive information. Thank you. I declare that the constitution of the presiding commission has been made, and which is made up of the president and the secretary of this meeting and the board of administrators. We have the provisional list of attendance, and we see that there's sufficient quorum for the proper constitution of the meeting in its first meeting and to discuss all issues on the agenda. And we have the reinforced quorum for adopting the amendments of the statutes. In accordance with the information provided by the organizers of the company, the provisional quorum is as follows. So far, we have seen as attending the meeting no shareholders, so it's 0% of share capital. However, we have seen 75 represented shareholders, which own 70,966,864 shares, which is 84.69% of share capital. So in this general shareholder meeting, we have 75 shareholders present or by proxy, which holders of over 17 million shares, which is a face value for the share capital of 170,659 euros, which is 84.69% of this capital, as you know, which is the amount of 212,138.93 euros, which is divided between 21,213,893 ordinary shares of 1 cent of face value each. In accordance with Article 148 of the Spanish Companies Act, the treasury stock is of the company has been used to calculate the necessary quotas for the adoption of these agreements. The provisional quorum, in accordance with Article 19.2 of the company statutes and Article 16.2 of the regulation of the general shareholders meetings states that this is correct and that we have the quorum required, and this information will be required as soon as possible. We declare that this has been validly constituted. So, notary, can you please formulate the legally required questions without prejudice to the possibility that they can be asked again once we have the definitive data on the quorum? in accordance with Article 103 of the Mercantile Register. As the notary, I'd like to make it known that if there are any reservations or objections to the number of shareholders or the amount of share capital represented, they can do so now to the presiding commission, and note will be taken of these objections. Thank you. No objections? Okay. We now open the opportunity for shareholders to make statements before moving on to voting. I'd like to remind you that those shareholders who wish to speak and you have not requested to do so must do so right now before we open up the phase for questions and statements. Nobody? Okay. We have been told that no shareholder has asked to speak, and therefore we can continue with the meeting. So the opportunity for speaking is now closed. The secretary now has the floor to provide information. Now, according to the definitive information that we've been given for the on the quorum, that has not been varied, and therefore we do not have any shareholder present, and we have 75 shareholders owning 17,916,823 shares, which makes up 84.69% of share capital. In this general shareholders meeting, we have 75 shareholders, which are holders of 17,966,816 shares, which makes up a percentage of 84.69% of this share capital, and at an amount, as you know, of €212,213,893, divided in 21,213,893 ordinary shares of a normal value of 1 cent. In accordance with Article 148 of the Spanish Companies Act, the treasury stock has been calculated in this according to this. And Mr. Notary, can you please state the questions legally requested? Yes. Are there any objections to the number of shareholders present and the capital represented, and that you can make these? If so, then please make your objections known. Thank you, Mr. Notary. Now, the secretary will read a summary of the proposals for agreement and will discuss the system for voting and the then we will proceed with voting. Thank you, Mr. Chair. You have all been provided with the proposals for agreement and the documents on the issues on the agenda. In order to make the meeting go smoothly, I assume that this has been read and will continue to read through these questions and read through these proposals for agreement. Now, in accordance with Article 24 of the regulations of the General Shareholders' Meeting, I will read these agreements, the text of which is in the call and was on the website, and I will summarize them. After reading them, we will discuss and vote on these proposals. The proposals for agreement are understood as being approved according to the full text of the agreements, including all reports and annexes which have been made available to the shareholders both on the website of the CMWV and of the company, and without prejudice to the summaries. In order to vote these proposals in accordance with the stipulations of Article 24.5 of the regulations of the General Shareholders Meeting, voting on these proposals will be done through a system of negative deduction. In this sense, we consider votes in favour to be those that relate to all actions, both present and represented, and deducting those votes corresponding to those who voted against or cast a blank vote or have abstained through communication or distance are considered null, and if there's any abstention through the communication or expression of their vote or abstention through the notary, this will be recorded, and votes corresponding to the shares held by those who leave the meeting before the vote takes place, and having stated to the notary that they are leaving the meeting, these will be counted as abstentions. The minutes will register the votes in favour, against and abstentions through the delegation forms and proxy, and those proxy votes that have been received prior to the meeting, and those that are presented to the notary by the shareholders who are attending according to the proposal for the agreement. Therefore, if any shareholder wishes to register in the minutes that they have any vote against or abstention in relation to any of these agreements, they can do so after the reading. In that sense, they'll be registered that in accordance with the delegation they received by the president and the proxy votes, and also by the shareholders present, that the president will take all of the votes so that the agreements can be considered approved. We will now read the first proposal for the agreement to the general shareholders meeting. Examination and approval. Examination and approval, if appropriate, of the annual financial statements of the company as at and for the 12 months ended December 31st, 2017, and of the consolidated annual financial statements of the company for the year ended December 31st, 2017, as well as the standalone management board's report of the company for the year 2017 and the consolidated management board's report of the company for the year 2017. Is this approved? The proposal has been approved. Are you going to tell me the votes? Okay. Proposal relating to the second point in the agenda. Examination and approval, if appropriate, of the proposed allocation of the individual results of the company for the financial year ended on the 31st of December 2017. Is it approved? Approved. The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 3 on the agenda. Examination and proposal, if appropriate, of the management and activities of the management board and of the supervisory board of the company during the financial year ended on the 31st of December 2017. Has that been approved? Approved. The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 4 on the agenda. Appointment, if appropriate, of KPMG auditors as auditor of the company and of its consolidated group for financial years 2018, 2019 and 2020. Has that been approved? Approved. The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 5 in the agenda. Examination and approval, if appropriate, of the amendment and subsequent statutes consolidated text. In particular, amendments of the following. Title 1, Company and Share Capital, from Article 1 to 12, except Articles 2.1 and 4, both inclusive. Approved? It's approved. The proposal has been approved. Title 2, The Company's Corporate Governance, from Article 13 to 30, both inclusive. Approved? Approved. The proposal has been approved. Title 3, Annual Corporate Governance Report and Corporate Website, Articles 31 and 32. Approved? The proposal has been approved. Title 4, Annual Accounts from Article 33 to 37, both inclusive. Approved? The proposal has been approved. Title 5, Winding Up and Liquidation of the Company, Articles 38 and 39. Is it approved? The proposal has been approved. 5.6, approval of the new statute's consolidated text. Approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 6 on the agenda, examination and approval, if appropriate, of the amendment and subsequent consolidated text of the general meetings regulations. Is it approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 7 on the agenda, examination and approval, if appropriate, of the director's remuneration policy for financial years 2018 to 2021. Is it approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 8 on the agenda, examination and approval, if appropriate, of the maximum annual remuneration of the directors in their capacity as such for the financial year 2018. Has it been approved? The proposal is approved. Proposal relating to point 9 on the agenda, authorization of the Board of Directors for the derivative acquisition of the company's own shares made directly by the company or indirectly through its subsidiaries, as well as for the sale of their own shares. Is it approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 10 on the agenda, examination and approval, if appropriate, of the increase of the face value of the company's shares up to €1 for each share with charge to share premium reserved. Is it approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 11 on the agenda, examination and approval, if appropriate, of the reduction of the face value of the company's shares from €1 to €0.1 by dividing the number of outstanding shares, declaring 10 new shares for each one old share split without any variation in share capital. Do we approve that? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 12 on the agenda. Application for stock market listing of the company shares on the Stock Exchange of Madrid, Barcelona, Bilbao and Valencia, and delegation of powers to the Board of Directors. Approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 13 on the agenda. Delegation of powers to the Board of Directors to increase the share capital in compliance with the provisions of Article 297.1b of the Spanish Companies Act within a period of no more than 5 years, with the power to exclude the preemption rights on subscription in the terms of Article 506 of the Companies Act up to the maximum amount of the equivalent of 20% of the share capital at the time when the increase is authorized, together with the same power as of the item 14 on the agenda. Approved? The proposal has been approved. Proposal relating to point 14 on the agenda. Delegation of powers to the Board of Directors to issue bonds, debentures, and other fixed income securities convertible into shares, warrants, or analogous securities, giving entitlement, directly or indirectly, to subscribe for shares of the company or to increase the share capital in the necessary amount. Delegation of power to exclude the preemption right on the subscription in the terms of Article 506 of the Companies Act up to the maximum amount of the equivalent of 20% of the share capital at the time when the increase is authorized, together with the same power as of the item 13 of the agenda. Approved? The proposal is approved. Proposal relating to point 15 on the agenda. Delegation of powers to formalize and register the resolutions adopted by the general meeting and to proceed to the mandatory filing of accounts. Approved? The proposal is approved. The general shareholders meeting has been informed of the approval of the regulations from the meeting on 12th of March 2018, according to the terms of the Board of Directors, and which has been available to the shareholders during the notice of this meeting. Thank you very much. The result of the votes and everything that else that has occurred in this ordinary shareholders meeting is included in the Notarial Act, in the website of the company, and over the next 5 days, and according to the provisions of Article 525.2 of the Spanish Companies Act, there will be a full publishing on the website of the company of all agreements made and the results of the votes. And for a notarial act, we need to submit its approval to the shareholders. Mr. Notary will make all the do everything as required by law in this case. And so we thereby conclude this general shareholders meeting. We'd like to thank you for attending and thank you for your support. And I hope you have a very good day. Thank you very much.